beautiful morning in St. Clair, Michigan. That's where we are. We're at the St. Clair Inn. We are on the patio, actually, overlooking the St. Clair River. Sailboat going by. We've seen a couple of fishing boats. No freighters yet this morning, but I'm sure that we'll see one before the morning is through. And then on Saturday and Sunday, boats will be screaming up and down the river. It's the St. Clair River Classic. Joining us right now is Ed Smith. Smitty, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing good. You've been doing this for a lot of years now, haven't you?
Over 20 years.
How did you get started in this?
Believe it or not, if people here in the area remember Tiger Fiberglass, a gentleman by the name of Dave Goodman that owned Tiger, he was coming back from Bay City Racing. Him and I actually had a bet over $5. That's how it started.
And here you are all these
years. And he's never paid me the $5.
No. But, I mean, you've taken this all over the place. I mean, you don't just race here in St. Clair. You race on the circuit, don't you?
Yes, sir. And actually this year here I'm racing the OPA P1 series, which is a six-race event, and this is our fourth event right here.
Okay. That's pretty exciting. Tell us a little bit more about OPA Racing.
OPA Racing, I'll tell you, it's a friendly, family-friendly organization. It's a lot of fun. Everybody knows everybody. It's just like family. They're great with the rules, the tech. I mean, that is the big thing now. Everybody wants tech, so everything's fair in the classes.
Yep.
And they've brought it up. Milestones. The safety situation, that's another thing. I mean, you know, we have times where, you know, these boats will flip over or whatever, and it happens. But they've got all the rescue EMTs in that. Boom, they get us out of the boat, and they make sure that we're safe.
It's happened to you, too, hasn't it?
Yes. I don't like talking about it too much, but I've been over about four or five times.
But you still go out and do it. Why?
Well, it's an adrenaline rush, and it's an addiction. You know, like some people will turn around and they like a Mountain Dew soda pop and that. So they got to have it in the morning, coffee, whatever. You get in one of these boats and go for a ride. It is a thrill and a half in there.
Explain, describe it. What's it like?
Well, when you're running on the water, you don't know if the boat's going to stay in the water or whether it's going to fly. And when they take flight, they get a little skittish. And if you don't land correctly, they will hook. If you understand what a hook is, if it comes down and goes into a trough, it'll either go port or starboard in a hurry. You've got to be really on your game to turn around, control that, and keep it under control.
And that water is always changing out there,
it's
too.
It's always changing. You could start out on a flat course, and the next thing you know, you got 2 to 3 footers, and also the crosswake from the other boats.
You got to know the water, and you got to know your boat. And you've got a new boat this year.
Yes, we ended up buying the 40-foot Fountain, which was the original Instigator. I purchased that from Peter Myers. We have turned around and discussed it. He's allowed me to use the name, but our actual team name is the Knuckleheads. Now, what a better fit for the group of misfits I have.
I love it. Knucklehead Racing, that's great. And the cool thing about this event, and probably others like it, is that you get a chance to interact with fans. You're going to get a chance to talk to people, show off the boat. I mean, this is just a very fan-friendly event, isn't it?
It sure is. And now we're actually my manager of the team, which is Julie Kimmel. She does a fantastic job. We're trying something different this time. We've got hero cards, just black and white. And the reason why they're just black and white is so that the kids can color them. So we're trying to interact with the children now to get them to do something else. And we also do stuff for some unfortunate children in that. We try to do everything we can. This team just started out. We've got a great group of guys that work on the boat. Can't say enough for Jim Spranger, which has been in the bilge here. Like I was telling you earlier this morning, we heard an engine. These guys have been in the bilge in 100-degree weather in the building, pulling an engine out, changing it to get it ready so that we can do this event. And we have a lot of people behind the scenes, and the team's a great team. And the family stuff and the people you meet. Last night we had people all around the boat last night explaining. Everybody's interested because it looks cool, too.
Well, it looks really cool, and everybody's got a million questions about how do you do this, how do you do that, how do you get going. What's your top speed out there, by the way?
The boat... See, there's two different things. Just top running speed in a straight line, the boat would probably hit 130. Racing speed on a track with competition and a lot of traffic, we're going to run probably 120.
Wow.
We're hoping to hit that here on Sunday.
What's that feel like?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's where you don't think about anything else but keeping the boat right side up and getting out in front of your competitor. So you're, I guess what I could say is you're clueless to everything around you. You're staying straight on your game, and you don't worry about taxes or anything else. All that goes away.
You're not looking up here to see who's watching you.
No, you can't. People will say, "Well, did you see me?" Oh yeah, I seen you.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. I was waving right back at you. Well, it's going to be a fun weekend, and this event has grown tremendously just this year.
This event here, when it started, there was a band of, I believe, four or five gentlemen that started it. And then it went to the Blue Water Offshore Racing Association. There's a board of seven people that has grown this immensely. We had a national event in 2000 where we had 100 and some boats here, like 97 hit the water. This year now, since it's an APBA event, we should have upwards of 70 boats here in town, which would be real exciting for the fans.
Absolutely.
And it's our 25th year.
That's huge.
Real huge.
Man, what a fun weekend it's going to be. Smitty, thanks for being here this morning.
I appreciate it, and thank you for having me.
All right, have a fun weekend. The president of OPA Racing and Knucklehead Racing, Ed Smitty.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Now, hang on. We have another Ed Smith. There's two. Mix me up with this evil guy that's over
all
here.
Right.
He's from the other side of the world. He's from New Jersey, and he's not to be mixed. I live here in town.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, we're going to talk with him a little bit later on, so we don't want to get our Ed Smiths mixed up.
Smitty, thank you.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate it very much. Ed Smith from St. Clair here on WPHM, 7:48 our time.